Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we want to thank Matt Anaya for getting us up and twitching every morning. And we had fun with him at the game last night. It was great to see Matt out.
He was part of the victory.
He was part of the crew. It was ripping up sheets, boiling water, and pulling that victory out. Gotta get it. Yikes. It's kind of horrible. Really bad image.
Yeah. Keep going.
All right. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Thanks to our, Dustin's not here. We got the MVP. We got Alex Kuhn doing the job of five men. You know, I mean, I was beaten by nuns.
Wow.
It's a true story. And thank you, Tyler, for bringing that one back.
I'll take a King Tuck t-shirt.
All right, I'll buy it.
I'll take a Sucker for Tucker t-shirt. I'm not resisting that because the likelihood that he's one and done.
We asked a question this morning. The guys hit a home run in four straight games. And we asked the question of whether or not you should get emotionally involved with him because the heartbreak's coming.
Do you get attached or do you stay detached you know what's coming next?
Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Layla's here.
It is Wednesday.
I lost track of the days again.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like a little kid. I used to, like, when the kids would ask, what day is it? It's Tuesday. You'd be like, oh, God, I wish I was.
Well, that's why the nuns beat you. Didn't know what day it was.
among other things.
The nuns would have loved you.
The nuns, I think I was very obnoxious. I don't know why, but I did take my share of beatings. Marshall Harris in the house. Back from Sacktown.
Back from Sack.
Happy to be back with you guys, live and in person, in studio, all that stuff. Great trip, and I'm super excited to see the Kyle Tucker saga continue. Yeah, I really am, and
it's fun.
Something we're gonna get into.
Yeah, good. Get into it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, don't. But keep yourself.
It's nice. It's a nice problem to have.
You don't have to be emotionally available at all times.
I was emotionally available last night for the White Sox. How'd
Wasn't
that work
that
out
fun?
For me?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Well,
we finally got it on in the box, and it was just in time to watch the meltdown.
Once we turned it on, we jinxed
them. The starters had a great run. Starting pitching had an excellent run.
The kid gave up two runs and five and two-thirds. Shane Smith's fault.
He walked two. And then you brought in a guy who couldn't get an out.
Yeah.
So
that bullpen will get you.
Yeah,
Shane Smith was promising, though. That was a promising outing for Shane Smith.
The starting pitching has been great. It's been one of the bright spots of the team. I mean, so has the apparent power. Like, just having
decent baseball.
Yeah.
The cake shake, too.
Oh, the cake shake's an MVP.
Yeah.
Cake shake, though, I think is taking a backseat to the actual baseball that's being played. Now, hopefully.
That's an interesting point.
They play baseball, hopefully, today, and then. If they
it's
can come
be
out of
tough,
this
possibly.
3-3.
It's pretty rainy, pretty dreary.
Yeah, the forecast did not look good.
Did they run out of Diamond Dry after they used 175 bags on Sunday?
Wow. Is the tarp in working order?
Well, that I understood because of the wind. And I will say, I know Roger caught a lot of strays, Roger Bossard, but it all came earlier than we thought when it came to the storms.
They all arrived earlier. He didn't get as much stray as the pitching ninja.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I don't understand that. Yeah. I don't understand why that comment needed to be made.
One of my favorite accounts on social media ever.
The pitching ninja?
Yes.
Did you see Brian Bannister's response?
Oh, I saw.
Yeah, Brian Bannister knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. It's interesting that someone from the organization basically
good for him.
Shaded the broadcaster of this.
Well, and the follow-up is why? Opinions. Why would you not use that as a source?
That's a good
it's
question.
It's game film.
Because I don't want to pitch.
But I don't understand why posting game film is bad.
It's, you know what's great about it, among many things, the fact that Shane Smith was on it like that.
Instantly.
And that is a guy that is a, you know, Rule 5 guy. Someone needs to talk to the Brewers. Somebody at the Brewers should be held accountable because they can't apparently stop allowing, runs. And they
have had
this
injuries,
guy go.
But you're right. They did let him go, and they can't get a pitcher to get anybody out.
Unfortunately, more than ever, I think the age of your starting pitcher is starting to really hurt your team. Like, when you consider how Pecota views it now and how the pitch clock has affected everyone, I do think that's a concern.
So the age of your starting pitcher?
Yeah. Like, if you have older starting pitchers, for example,
okay,
that's going to – I think it hurts you more than it used to.
Well,
because they can't take time in between.
Was that part of the reason Lance Lynn retired? Because he announced his retirement on his wife's podcast.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Because he just signed a minor league deal with the Cubs.
But that too.
But also with the Rule 5 thing, it can also be a testimony to like how good your team is and how good your minor league system is, because guys slip through the cracks because you can't protect everybody. You got to be on the 40-man roster. You're up to
just
get,
like
get got.
Gage Taylor-Workman.
Just like Gage Taylor-Workman.
Your guy.
Waiting on him.
How are you going to handle so many of life's vicissitudes this morning?
A lot of football, obviously, to discuss from the owners' meetings. George McCaskey speaking for the first time since Virginia passed, I think, is really important. We will also talk about Kevin Ward's answer when discussing Ryan Poles in an extension. That was curious. So the stadium as well. Mike Florio is at 11. We'll talk Cubs at 11:25. I repeat, we will talk Cubs at 11:25 for everybody who thinks it's just football. High noon, 11:40. Lou Kanellis was at the meeting, so he'll join us. Julia Poe to talk Bulls. This tush push thing is out of control and hilarious. You're basically telling on yourselves as owners who can block it and who can't. Adam Hoge at 1, and some interesting data points from Ryan Poles about veteran leadership.
Have a great show.
Great, guys.
Hump Day!